want to start by briefly chazering what we were in the middle of last time. Chazer in the other direction. We saw the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, right, on Daf Kaf Tes and Aleph, whether you were mazed. Rashi said, must be you were mazed in the Chametz, because we know Kim Rami for a shogeg on the Chametz. And Tosfos says, even shogeg, because it's time to make this. So we have the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, if you were a shogag, be chiyuv kares chametz. Rashi says there's no kimle gramine, and Tosfos says there is kimle gramine. Tosfos seems to have the upper hand because there's a din of time that Chizkiya telling us that whenever you are a shogeg of a chiyuv misa, Kimle Ramne applies and covers the kind of chiyuv misa. That's the whole shita of Reb Nechoni ben Akane. So we had how many ways of defending Rashi?
Three
basic ways of defending Rashi. One way of defending Rashi was very technical, right? One way was the Baal Amor, that special Zeres HaKaso, that Keren V'Chomesh is an appropriate kapara for Shogin.
Right, even though we think that special Zeres HaKaso is appropriate to it's appropriate kapara for the shogeg of Me'ila. The Amor just says, no, in general, people who do things with shogeg, Keren V'Chomesh is a good way to get some level of kapara. If the kapara the Torah goes are in shogeg in general, therefore, as long as you're shogeg, you're within the zeros of Keren V'Chomesh being mechaper, and if you're mazed, then you have Kim Ramine, because we never heard of Keren V'Chomesh, or at least in this realm, we never heard of Keren V'Chomesh being mechaper and mazed. But the other ways of defending Rashi were based on how to understand Tanit Vechizkia, right? And how to understand Tanit Vechizkia depends to a certain extent on how you understand Kimle Ramine, right? So what, right? What is poter you from Mammon in a case of Kimle Ramine? So one way of understanding what passes you from Mammon in a case of Kimle Ramine is the Maisa Averis Misa. If a Patsy Ramine is a Maisa Averis Misa passes you from Mammon, then does Tanav Chizkiya fit in? Fits in just fine, right? In that case, Tanav Chizkiya, right, is just the exact same thing. And that matches very well to Tosfos, who assumes that, look, whenever Kim Rami applies, Tanav Chizkiya applies, nothing fancy. Shogeg is always like Mazed. And that matches Tosfos very well. We might skip down this idea in our Chazara. Sorry. A second approach might be that the Chiyuv Onesh is what potters you in Kibbul Ramine, right? If I'm Chai one Onesh, that potters me. If I'm Chai one Onesh, that potters me from another onesh, yeah?
Not the chiyuv, the actual onesh itself.
Correct. Correct, that's what I mean by the onesh, we can call it the onesh, right? So, the actual onesh potters me. If the actual onesh potters me, then Kimle Ramine is not so pashut, right? If the actual onesh potters me, maybe Kimle Ramine is not so pashut. So,
would say, then what must be, sorry, if the actual onus pots me, then why am I potter for shogeg? So you might say that shogeg is right, shogeg is a different din. And shogeg is a different din. If you if we understand that Tana v'Chizkiya shogeg is a different din, then that might go back and help us understand one of the ways to defend Rashi. Because how did Rabbi David defend Rashi? Rabbi David says that there's no Tana v'Chizkiya per kares, right? Tosol Tana v'Chizkiya the shogeg applying across the board. No, there's no Tana v'Chizkiya for kares. So why should there be Tana v'Chizkiya for Chiyuv Misa and not for kares? So he said, maybe we have to understand, well, actually, we know Tanav Yechizkiya for Misa, but yes for Kares, that Rabbeinu David is assuming that Tanav Yechizkiya is not a logical extension, just a regular case of Tumut Rav Mine. Tanav Yechizkiya is a new din. And what would he be saying? That, sorry, there's one din that the actual onish is poter, and that applies even to kares. But Tana v'Chizkiya must be a different din. What did a Tana v'Chizkiya? So he said maybe a dion of dine nefashos, right, means no dine momenos, right? Even with Tor, the fact that you have to have a din of dinei nefashos, even if you're paskin putter, even if you're paskin someone's not chayiv misa, when you're paskin about life, you can't also paskin and bring in the question of money. And therefore, that would not apply to kares, because in kares, there's no deal. Right, meaning Hashem knows on his own whether you're chayiv kares or not chayiv kares. He takes care of it. There's no discussion. There's no bad thing dealing with it. And therefore, maybe that's why it wouldn't apply to kares. And I think that is the shita of, we mentioned, the Ramban and the Ravid in Ksubos. That there's no Tana v'Chizkiya for few cars. The third way we had to defend Rashi was the Tzos, right? Who said it's like the famous Shita of the Maharshal in the Yamshel Shlomo. And what's the famous Shita Maharshal in the Yamshel Shlomo?
You're still having the Shemayim for Shogeg.
Exactly that. For Mazed, your Potter Legamre. But in Shogeg, you're still Chayav Lotzeis Yedei Shamayim. And Mo'al means Chayav Lotzeis Yedei Shamayim. After all, he points out, in general, if you're talking about Keren Chomash V'Ashon, that's a Chayav Lotzeis Yedei Shamayim. Bezin is not kofa on it generally. So L'chora, we're talking about Milo, we're talking about the guy feels guilty. We're not talking about the Gizbar suing him in Bezin. So he also, in a totally different direction, but like Rabbeinu David, he says, well, shogeg is a different madrega, a different din than mezid. He obviously understands that Tana v'Chizkiya is not merely an extension. It works in a completely different derech than regular kimlun rabine. What would that be? What would the svar be? So it could be that he has a more specific way of understanding Kimun Ramine, not just that the onish patters you, because then it would be hard to explain. Like the onish patters you, legambre, but shogeg patters you, but you're chayv leshamayim. Like why would there be two different levels of tor? So it seems to be this might be a more specific formulation of Kimun Ramine. The onish is not poter. Ella, far yotza yedei
chovas ha'onesh hakal al yidei ha'onesh hachomer.
It's not that we ignore the, you know, that oh, you get a pshur, we won't judge you on the onesh hakal, but then if you get a bigger onesh, and that's good enough, that includes a that includes a smaller onesh, and therefore, it might make sense that, but what's Tanah Dei says, yeah, you can't say you were guilty of a smaller onesh to a bigger onesh. You didn't get a bigger onesh, right? You're a shogeg. So Tanah Dei Chizkiyah has to be just a din that is poter, right? But you weren't yotze. In which case, if you did a b'mezes, no chi of what's the yishmayim. You're already yotze your chi. You got a bigger punishment. That's good. That's good enough. But if you just have a p'tor, fine. That's a p'tor in Dezen Shalmata. That's a p'tor in Besdin. But you're still chayiv what's the yishmayim. That's the three ways we have of understanding Rashi.
I remember one answer. Rashi says it explicitly that you're chayiv what's the yishmayim, doesn't he? Not over the Marshal, but just says by Kimla you're chayiv what's
the yishmayim. Rashi holds by Kimla you're chayiv what's the yishmayim, but the Marshal would say that's only b'mezid. All those sugis are guys that are b'mezid. What?
Shogik.
Sorry, all those Rashi says all those sugis are a guy who did b'shogeg. Remember, it doesn't dock have to mean b'shogeg. It just means like he didn't have Edom Asra, etc. Right. All those sugis, the Esen Asra Torah, as well Emo, and the Machna, and the Chatzar, and all those sugis, but become correct. All those sugis be b'shogeg, which is not so crazy, because a stam sugi of Chi of Mises Bezdin is probably called shogeg, because how often do they actually execute you? Right? So that's not so crazy, right? It's pretty rare that if you don't like them, you're going to cut it. If you hold there's only giving Ramanade for Mises Bezdin, it's pretty rare to actually be executed, as we know from Seth Sanhedrin, or from Machus as well. So, okay, that's the three reasons defending Rashi. And what we have here was a tremendous hakira in terms of how we might first have understood Kimlin Ramineng, and then how we could either extend it to Tanah Dei Chizkiyah, or say Tzvei Din, and Tanah Dei Chizkiyah must be a totally different din and have different details, which is exactly the way that most Rishonim, except for the Balmor, are trying to defend Rashi here. Then we pointed out, let's see if this is any better. Then we dealt with Tosfos' classic question, sorry, which was how come on Daf Chavtes, right, you are Potter from Tashlume Me'ila, and in Daf Lam and Aleph, on Beis on Beis and Aleph, you are Chayav in Tashlume Truma, even though both sugars are Nechunim and Akana, right? So both, how come the Yakaris of Chonis passes you from Me'ila, but doesn't pass you from Truma? And Tosfos had his famous fundamental chiluk. What was Tosfos' famous chiluk? Exactly, that Me'ila is Tashlume, and that you use in a more modest way, but Tashlume Truma is Kapara, and we pointed out that's not so pashut. It's an open chakira in Truma, and it's an open chakira in because the Rosh says that they're both tashlumin, and the Balamor says that they're both kapara. So we can't necessarily prove the nature of Me'ila from here, although there's a very fundamental nafkamina of the basic chakira about Me'ila, which is itself just the nafkamina of the basic chakira about the nature of Hekdesh. And then we had, other answers as well, right? Rabbi David said that, based on Rashi, right, that it's very simple. In this case, you were mazed b'chametz, and here you were shogeg b'chametz, and if you hold, like the sheet that shogeg doesn't pop to you, shogeg of course doesn't pop to you, then that's a pashut answer. It doesn't work for Tosfos. This is why Tosfos didn't give it, but it works fine for Rashi. And then we had two other answers as well, which we did not expand on at length, but we had the Rashi's answer, which is that in our sugya, you were mazed b'me'ila, without getting into me'ila, mazed too much, and therefore
there's no gzeiras hakasav to override him l'rabine, but later on you were shogag b'truma, and therefore there is a gzeiras hakasav that you have to pay truma tashlumi truva, even though you might think it's kim l'rabine. And we also pointed out that the end of Tosos, right? Tosos, the Sof Devar, the second answer of the Re, seems to imply that in Me'ila, there is no Misa Bidei Shamayim, because we're going right to Rabbanan, and in Truma, there is Misa Bidei Shamayim, and therefore in Truma there's Misa Bidei Shamayim, so if you hold like a Baye, there's a Gzeiras HaKasov to be Mechayiv you. If you're Chayiv with Misa Bidei Shamayim, the Gzeiras HaKasov also Mechayiv you, even with Kareis. But if you hold like the Chachamim, that there is no Misa Bidei Shamayim Me'ila, it's just a regular Lav, then there's no special Gzeiras HaKasov Me'ila, so there's nothing to override Kim L'Rav Minei. Okay, that is what we did last time. Now this segues into the famous question. It's the famous question of the Nesivos, even though he was really, as he says, and the Ksosis, this question, etc., but the Nesivos' answer is more famous, because all the Ktzos did to answer this question is apply a Maharshal he remembered all the Maharshals by heart, so he just found the right Maharshal to apply. Well, the Nesivos made on his own what seems to be a tremendous Kiddush. So, what was the famous question of the Ktzos and the Nesivos from Priestess Daf Yud Gimel? I think it's Rameir at the end.
Rameir says that they have a list of being high as four chatos and one asham.
Right.
And you can chop another chi of chatos if you go out of the azara with the spoon in your mouth and your chayfas hutzah.
Right.
But if you do that, you lose the asham in your back.
Exactly. There's a famous mission in Krisos. This is where the Rambam of the Kudin Nefla is, if you recall. It says you can be high five karbonas for one maisa if you do me'ila, it's hektish, and it's also chelev and nosar and your tamein, it's Yom Kippur. So that's four chatzos, and then the Me'ila is one asham. And Rav Meir says, and if you carry it outside in Shabbos and swallow it in the, as you're walking, then you're also chayav for Chilul Shabbos. So that's a sixth karban. And the Chum is saying, no, that doesn't count. That's too cheap. Like, we're talking about the etz of eating, not the carrying. But what's clear is that everyone agrees you would be chayav all the karbanos if you were Mechalel Shabbos. Just the Chum is saying that's too cheap to count in the list. Right? So what's the problem? Over there you have Chilul Shabbos b'shogeg, that's mamish chiyuv misas bezdin b'shogeg, classic Tana Dvei Chizkiya, and Tana Dvei Chizkiya does not pop you from Me'ila. Right? You're still chayav keren chomash v'asham. So how come by us you are pater from Me'ila, and how come in our sugya kimen ram they pop you from Me'ila, and in that sugya doesn't? So that is the famous question of the of the Tos and the Nesivos. How come in Krisos, right, Daf Yudimel, right, so in Krisos Daf Yudimel, Krimen Ravnine does not pass you from Me'ila, because your man is Mechal Shabbos, and still you're Chayim Me'ila. But in Sochem, then Kimler Avne does pop to you from the Ila. That's the whole point of our sugya. So, how did the Ktos already explain it? Right? What did the Ktos say? Right? This is going to have to tie into either Kimler Avne or the Ila somehow. What was the Ktos' answer? Based on the Maharshal? What? So, the Ktos says, obviously, this only works for Rashi here. Right, not for Tosos here. But one answer is the Ktos, based on the Maharshal and Rashi here, says, what's the difference? In Krisus, you're shogeg or mazid about Chilul Shabbos. In that Mishnah.
Has to be shogeg.
Has to be shogeg, because you're trying to count karbanos, right? So there it was, only Chi of Misa Bishogeg, right? That's called Tana Devei Chizkiya. By us, according to Rashi, Yerachayev on Kavit B'mezid, right? There's a fee of Kareis B'meivid.
And that's what Rashi adds. And if you then add the Maharshal,
right, let's be the Maharshal, so, Achiyav B'meivid is poter. Afivu Lotseis Yidei Shemayim. So therefore, there's no Me'ilah.
Fire, so you're amazing. Remember, for the Maharshal, Meivid Patshiv Yogamri, even Bedina, even Lotseis Yidei Shemayim.
So if you're Patshiv Yogamri, even Lotseis Yidei Shemayim, then you don't have to pay Me'ilah. But over there is only Shogeg, and Shogeg is your Pater Bezdin, but your Chayav Lotseis Yidei Shemayim, and therefore, that's called there is Me'ilah.
You have to bring Karen Kol Mishkashem, Lotseis Yidei Shemayim, and all they're trying to counter that Mishnah is what you have to do Lotseis Yidei Shemayim. They're not counting what Bezdin forced you to do. So therefore, according to the Marshal, he has a Pashat answer, and we already mentioned the Marshal.
Okay.
What's the next answer?
Did he go?
No.
Okay. Couldn't you just say that he went out and then followed and it's not simultaneous?
No, cause if it's not simultaneous, then the mayor would never have said that's an extra carbon because it's not even coming at the same time.
Maybe that's part of the fascia that's not the shade. They have that sometimes in those cases where they try to add a fascia system.
Right?
What?
The Aruch Haner Krisa says there it wasn't simultaneous.
He says that your the Chiv Shabbos is when it's your stomach.
And the chiyav for achila comes before the chiyav Shabbos. Right. The problem is, of course, that you need hanocha for chiyav Shabbos.
Well, shouldn't it be chiyav Shabbos in your mouth and you just go?
I think you chiyav Shabbos first.
You walked out in your mouth.
No, that's not hanocha. If I walk out with my hand, that's not hanocha. If I walk out of my pocket. Ah, okay. You can make a hefitimsi that you're a chayev on Shabbos first, if you so desire, for sure. but what the Aruch Haner increases there, Danny? Okay, if the Aruch Haner says they're not simultaneous, then he just says, look, that's a, you know, I guess no one else wants to read that they're not simultaneous, because why are you bringing non-simultaneous things? But it could be that's exactly what the mayor says, oh, let's go within a few seconds. And they say, no, let's not. Okay, fair enough.
Do we have other cases where a time that tries to suggest the non-simultaneous katas or malchus or whatever it is, and they say, no, that's later or not? What's the case of the eight things?
No, those are all simultaneous.
Doesn't someone try to suggest a ninth one that's not simultaneous there?
Not that I recall.
Okay. The Aruch Haner gives a technical answer that over here it was all at Shas Achila, right? And therefore there is Kimlid Ramine. Well, over here you have to say the Shas Philo Shabbos is not the same as the Shas Achila, and therefore, of course, if there are two different times, there's no Kimlid Ramine.
Certainly, if the Chol Shabbos comes first, there's no Kimlid Ramine. If the Chol Shabbos comes last, you have a whole question about Yiritzon Hanacha, but we need to go into that now.
Not a reasonable answer. Yeah. Okay, the Nesivos comes up with a chiddush in Me'ilah. What's the Nesivos as chiddush? What's the Nesivos as chiddush? How does the Nesivos answer the Stira? The Neil. Okay. So the Nesivos says, hold on a second. We're dealing with two, he goes back to Tosos and the Rosh Hashanah to the Alamor. He says, hold on a second. What kind of Kedusha are we dealing with in our Sugya? What kind of Kedusha are we dealing with in our Sugya? Kedusha's Dhamim or Kedusha's Agaf?
In
Psachim. Kedusha's Dhamim, right? You're not going to, right? All that's good for is selling it. What kind of Kedusha are we dealing with in Krisus? Remember what the other term were? Kedusha's Agaf, right? Because it was Nosar and, you know, all these other things, right? So this was Kedusha's Agaf. And the Nesivos... What? Aha, so you're wrong. No, but you're supposed to think that, and then I'll tell you you're wrong. As a matter of fact, a lot of the Achronim, the Machlokes Achronim, half the Achronim say this is before Shos Yishanim, why did the Sivas have to say it? And then the next half the Achronim come around and say, no, you're wrong. I'll explain myself. One of the Sivas is Big Kiddush. He says there's two fundamentally different kinds of Hekdesh with two fundamentally different kinds of Me'ilah. In Kedushas Damim. Remember Hakir Me'ilah. In Kedushas Damim, what would be the problem with Me'ilah? Exactly. Me'ilah is Mita'am Gzeila. And if Me'ilah Nitan Zeila, what would the Tashlumen of Me'ilah be? Back to what Chav Machlokas on the board there. Exactly. Therefore, the Keren V'Chomesh is Tashlumen, right? Like Zeila. Does Kimlin Ramine Pachi from Tashlumen Zeila? Of course, right? That's classic Kimlin Ramine, right? Like in Sanhedrin Afayin Beis, we steal on Shabbos, etc., or really all over in Ksubas and Baba Kama, everywhere. So therefore, Kimlin Ramine applies. But, he says, in Kedusha Guf, if you're actually eating a korban, that's a different story. Then the me'ilah of Kedusha Guf is not mitam zeila. Because in Kedusha Guf, it's not kadosh because the mamon of hektish. It's kadosh because it's intrinsically kadosh. And therefore, the me'ilah is mitam, you know, chilo v'isr hana'ah. Right? What's the problem with me'ilah? That you are impinging on something that's intrinsically kadosh, that's supposed to be for Hashem. Kedusha's dam is not really supposed to be for Hashem, it's just owned by Hashem. That he doesn't really want it. But Kedusha's dam, and therefore, what's the nature of Tashlumin? You haven't just stolen from Hashem and bothered his bank account, right? You haven't just messed up Hashem's accountants. You've actually, you know, taken the food off Hashem's plate, kibiyachol, right? You've actually been nene, put yourself in the place of Hashem and eaten his karma. Therefore, the Keren V'Chomesh is not Tashlumin. This is not a mamonis kind of hektish. He has two totally different kinds of hektish, as we mentioned earlier in the year. And if the Keren V'Chomesh is Kapara, therefore, Kimlin Rami doesn't apply, because here he assumes like Tosos against Malamor, that Kimlin Rami does not pop to you from a Kapara. So he says, there are two totally different kinds of Elah, because there are two totally different kinds of hektish, and he understands the difference between Kedusha Dam and Kedusha Zaguf is not just practical. One thing we're actually going to bring on the Mizbeach, and the other thing we're just going to use the money of, but it's fundamental. Kedusha Dam is kadosh because of Hashem's bailus, and therefore the problem of taking is gezel, and what you have to pay back is the Heshem Tachzela, and it's within the realm of mamonos. Basically, Kedusha Dam is within the realm of mamonos. The realm he passes you. Kedusha Zaguf is not within the realm of mamonos. That's the realm of Yisurim and Kedusha. And therefore, what you're paying is a kapara for the chil of Kedusha. It has nothing to do with money. You don't owe Hashem the money. You just need kapara for this terrible thing you did. And therefore, Kedusha Ramani doesn't pot you. How could there be a Jew who didn't see this in Sivas inside?
It's us, why not? There's no value.
Okay, so now, this is what Dani meant. Now the Nesivas brings a raya for himself. What's the raya that he brings? He brings a raya from, right, he points out another seerah. What's the other seerah he points out? He says, what's his proof? His proof is not from this line in our Gemara, but from the next four, not from this day in our Gemara, Rav Yochanan, or some of you will be guessing, Rav Chista, but for the next four Amoram in our Gemara, right? Rav Yosef, the other version of Rav Yosef, what? Right, so, well, hold that thought. So, what is the next four Amoram in our Gemara? What is their basic hanacha? They're arguing about, they say, whether or not your moel depends on whether or not the chametz is valuable, right? But if it's not valuable, then there's no me'ilah. If it's not valuable because of what reason, if it's not valuable because it is asur b'hana'ah, then there's no me'ilah, right? Makes sense, just like the kedushin we learned, right? So, over here in our sugya, we say that an isur hana'ah is not shaver pruta, and there's no mi'ima, right? But is it mutter or asur b'hana'ah in krisus? Why? Because nosar, everyone knows nosar is asur b'hana'ah. So what do we see? That nosar is, right, asur b'hana'ah. But there is me'ilah. So what he basically says, I have two stiras. And the two stiras prove that I have the right answer, which is one answer and one fell swoop, I answer both stiras. In our sugya, you're wrong. One stira is in our sugya, there's kimlin ramine, and if it's worthless, there's no me'ilah. In that sugya, there's no kimlin ramine, and even if it's worthless, there's me'ilah. So that's exactly. Our sugya is kedushas dam, and kedushas dam is a totally different branch of hektish, which is all about mamonos. Just instead of mamonos bin adam lachameiros, mamonos bin adam lamakom. And therefore, A, kimlin ramine applies, because we're in the realm of mamonos, tashlumin, and B, if it's not worth anything, I haven't done anything wrong. if I steal something that's valueless from you, what have I done wrong?
But the Gemara Krisos, that's not a matter of Mamonos.
Gemara Krisos is a matter of Isra Hanav, Kedush Tagof. That's a matter of Isra Hanav.
And therefore, A, when I'm not paying any money. I'm just paying a kapara, and that's why Kimlin Rami doesn't potter me. And B, therefore, even if it's not worth anything, it makes no difference if it's worth something. It has intrinsic kedusha. It's a matter of getting hanav for something with intrinsic kedusha. It has nothing to do with Mamon. And therefore, he says, these two questions answer each other, and therefore, mukhrif that he's right. Is it mukhrif that he's right because of this second question? So what did Donnie say? Donnie said, hold on a second. Now that you prove it by answering the second stira, then it's not your chiddush anymore, Mr. Nesivos, Rabbi Nesivos. It's about first Tosfos Yeshanim and Krisos, because what did the Tosfos Yeshanim say? He asked the second question, right? And he said, well, how come there, if it's also Rana, there's still Me'ila, but here, if it's also Rana, it's not sure if there's no Me'ila? So, well, the answer is, that's Kedush Dam, and this is Kedush Dagof. So, I think it's obvious, to the best of my knowledge, again, I don't know, maybe Daniel will pull an Arash Lanera out of his back pocket, but I think everyone agrees that the answer to this Stira is Kedushas Daman versus Kedushas Dagof, like the Tosfos Yeshanim. But, does that necessarily prove that Nesivos is Yesod?
What?
I mean, what is there to pay in the case of Nosar? The answer is, Rashi says later on in Krisos, you pay the value you got because now you enjoy eating it. You can do the same thing here with Muhammad's. So, is this a valid proof? Is this a proof to the Nesivos? The Nesivos has a Kiddush Otzum, right? As a matter of fact, and then the Achronos Tanis and Tashla on the Nesivos, for example, Shimon Shkab. Where Shimon Shkab is a good Tashla on the Nesivos, but first Mishnah and Me'ilah, if you're involved half a fruit from Kedush Dam and half a fruit from Kedush Dagof, you're Chayav. But if they're two totally different kinds of Me'ilah, then why should they be even started? You can get out of it. But the Nesivos has a Chiddush Otzum, that Kedush Dam and Kedush Dagof are two totally different types of Kedusha, with two totally different types of Me'ilah, with totally different sets of rules, based on two totally different perspectives. Now, he might be right. He might very well be right, and you could bring riots from all over Shas to him. But is it Mochrach that he's right?
What's the point? The Tosfos Yeshanim was answering a different question than he was.
No, he was answering the second question.
Right. He was the Tosfos Yeshanim was only explaining that why.
Right.
Why there's any meal at all over here.
Right. But does this? And let's say Tosfos Yeshanim is right. Right. Let's assume that. Right. Because it's Kedushas Haguf, and because it's Kedushas Dagof, right? As the Tosfos Yeshanim says, right? Does this prove that Kedushas Haguf and Kedushas Dagof are two different kinds of Me'ila and different kinds of Hekdesh? Right? Is the Nesivos Mochrach? Right? Well, we should cross out the Tosfos and everyone else. So the Nesivos is Mochrach, right? He has a good proof.
The Tosfos Yeshanim is saying that there are two different types of Kedushas here that affect Me'ilah in different ways.
Right. So does that prove there's two different kinds of Me'ilah? So what did the Nesivos do?
The thing is, you can take this two ways. The Nesivos chooses, and we identify with his... is this a fundamental? The Nesivos says... Then Sivo says, this is a fundamental chiluk. That's a fundamental chiluk. Right? But, and this is what Rabbi Yeager sort of hints at in the Gulian Ashas there, based on Rashi later,
you could say, no, there's no fundamental chiluk. This is just a practical chiluk.
What could you say? You could say, it's just a practical chiluk. It's just, or better yet, a technical chiluk. You could say it's a technical chiluk. Really, Me'ilah is the same, but what's it mean Kedush Dam that's not worth anything and Kedush Dagof that's not worth anything? If Kedush Dam is not worth anything, then what can you do with it? Trick question? Nothing. If Kedush Dagof is not worth anything, what can you do with it? You can be makrivit, right? Now, I know that you can't be makrivit nosar, but
who looked up the Gilgamesh Shas. You can't be Makrav Nosar, but who learned Parshas Tzav with Rashi, that would be appropriate for now, or it could be earlier into Tzaveh. You can't be Makrav Nosar, but...
This is a bird.
Okay. Right? Nosar is like totally like not Shayach Takrav at all. That's not okay. What Bidi Eved, if you're Makrav Nosar, Makter Nosar there, does it count? Or should you take it off and should you take it off the Mizeach? Bidi Eved, you put Nosar on the Mizeach. Let's take an easy one. Bidi Eved, you take a pig and put it on the Mizeach. What should you do? You should take it down, right? what do you put? Bidi Eved, you put Chulin on the Mizeach. What should you do? You should take it down. Right? Bidi Eved, you put Shchutei Chutz on the Mizbeach. Well, you should take it down. What if Bidi Eved, you put Nosar on the Mizbeach? Right? That's the din called Imalu Lo Yerdu. Right? Rav Akiva Eiger hints at all this. The Gilgamesh Shas there in Priestess on the Tosfos Shoshana, he says, see Rashi later on. And if you see Rashi later on, Rashi points this out. I mean, he's not in this context anymore. Rav Akiva Eiger connects Rashi. Rashi says, you know what? In Kedushas Aguf, even if it's not worth anything, it's worth a lot. Because you can still be makrav in him. It's still worth something to the Mizbeach. Because v'chachil are not makrav it, but the Eved is called Shkol Shapsula Bakodesh. Anything which was in the Mikdash, was brought to the Mikdash, and then got passed from Nosar or Pegol or v'chuli v'chuli. Right, there's the whole parak of Mizbeach Mekadesh in Zvachim. And this is called Gev Mizbeach Yikdash. I think Rashi said at the beginning of Tzav. Chazal definitely said on the pasuk at the beginning of Tzav, they tie it in. I don't remember if it's Rashi and Chumash or not. That if you put Psulim on the Mizbeach, then they still count Bidi Eved. They're still there in Malo Yerdu. You still have to burn them on the on the Mizbeach, as Rashi says, right? The Olamit al Psulim Ezim Olo Yered Beezim Olo Lo Yered. Okay, heal up, okay. And Rashi points out that Lo Yitzul Makodesh is Malu Yerdu, but Psul Makodesh Malu Lo Yerdu. Rashi in the beginning of our parsha. Right, so you could say Ni'ila is really the same, but the technical killer. But Kedushas Damit, Kedushas Haguf, is always worth something to the Mizbeach. It's just a technical chiluk. Kedushas Damim, if you can't sell it for money, then it's worthless. But Kedushas Guf, even if you can't sell it for money, that doesn't make it worthless. Because Kedushas Damim, if you can't sell it for money, it's pointless. Kedushas Guf, even if you can't sell it for money, that doesn't mean it's not worth something to me, but it's still worth something to Hektish, because you can be Makar on the Mizbeach. After all, how about a Kosher Karban? It's also Asur Ba'na. Right? What a Stam Ola. Isn't that Asur Ba'na? How is there Me'ila? It's not worth anything for me, it's worth something for the Mizbeach. Right? So that's what Rabbi Akiva Eiger hints at the Gilgamesh Shas, that you don't have to accept this proof. You could say this proves that Kedushas, it clearly proves the difference between Kedushas Dam and Kedushas Guf. But you could say it proves there's a fundamental difference. Kedushas Dam and Kedushas Guf are two different kinds of Hektish with two different kinds of Me'ila. There's two parashas, paragraphs of Me'ila. The Torah, one for Kedushas Guf, one for Kedushas Dam. They're just written in the same sukkim. Right. But you could say, no, this is not a proof for the Nesivos. This doesn't prove Kedushas Guf and Kedushas Dam are two different kinds of Me'ila. It just technically, Kedushas Dam, if you can't sell it, is worthless. Kedushas Guf, even if you can't sell it, you can eat makrivit. So it's just a technical chiluk. So that's why the Tosfos Shoshana is not necessarily agreeing with the Nesivos. The Nesivos is making it into two kinds of Me'ila. You can say it's one kind of Me'ila. Just two kinds of Hefi Tinsas. Kedushas Dam, if it's worthless, what are you supposed to do with it? Kedushas Guf is worthless, you can still put it in the Zbeach. Either lechachila or bidi eved, right? Regular karbanos lechachila. And after all, every karban is asur ba'na, and there's still me'ila to kedushas aguf. Why? The receivers would say, because it's a different kind of me'ila. You could say, because it's still worth something to the mizbeach.
I'm not sure if when you answered that before, that was clear with my question. Once you have the answer to why there's no me'ila in our gemara, but there is me'ila in krisus, you don't need kimla anymore. There's no me'ila because there's no me'ila. Not going to putter because I can't pay. There's no me'il in our Gemara because that's a bana.
No. No, but that's only according to the next four Amoran. According to Rav Yochanan, or Argus as Rav Yochanan, right? As the first there.
Yeah.
According to Rav Yochanan, there clearly is Me'ila, if not for Tilim Rabinei. So this kash, this Dira is from the first day, and this Dira is from the next 4 days. Now, why Rav Yochanan thinks there's Me'ila, if not for Kimle, so there's a three way approach we've shown that we'll mention in a moment.
The proof has nothing to do with Kimle. The proof is just that Kedusha Dami and Kedusha Dami
are different. Okay. Right? And Kedusha Dami and Kedusha Dami are clearly different. The question is that a technical difference just in terms of what makes something useful? Right? I mean, that makes a lot of sense. If I use something personally, it's worth money to me, even if it's not worth anything. But if all I can do is sell it, then if it's not worth anything, then it's not worth money to me.
We're assuming that Noser is Aser Bana, but it has a function.
Noser is Aser Bana to me, but Mutter Bana is that to Hektish.
But does that mean that it has value?
It has value to Hektish. It has value to Hektish, because it can be marked with under his mouth. So you could call it value if you want. You could also call it function, right? Meaning you're interfering with the yi'ud, with the purpose of it. So Kedusha Guf has a purpose, and even if you can't sell it, Kedusha Guf doesn't have a purpose.
You
can't sell
it. You can put on
no, sir, but Diyavid you can put on those, yeah.
But then once it's the Diyavid, so then there's no lechatchila way to use it.
Okay, but...
And we've seen before, I forgot where, but we've seen before that there's no way to use a lechatchila, so then it's no value.
Okay, that is... Maybe why you were very convinced by the Nesivos, but Rehavehu points out to Rashi that Rashi says Bimfurish. Rashi says the same thing. Why introduce the Guf? What?
That's the Reis proof. Later on, or before, I forget, the Reis proof that that Chametz, that you transfer from Hekdesh to Chulin on Pesach, so you can as long as you have a mind to be Mavirit. So then you're fine. So his proof that works is because otherwise,
I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
I understand what you're saying. But you could just be doche by saying no. That's all because talking about what you can sell it for. Within the realm of selling it, you can't sell something if it's not going to be much of a use l'chachila. But if it's actually worth something to his bath, then even the b'dieved that counts. Okay. So the maisa. Then we have two theorists between Krisos and here, one from Kimlin Rabinei and the other from the fact that it's not Shavu Fruta. The Nesivos used the second theorist to prove his big finish in the first theorist. There's two Sveidim and Me'ila, but you don't have to be the Sveidim and Me'ila because there's one Din Me'ila, just two different technical incontinencies, because Kedusha Guf happens to be useful even if it's not worth money, and Kedusha Dam is not useful, it's not worth money, and Dami says you have to swallow the fact that the Evid is both useful. Yeah.
Oh, this is a question of Marshall.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it does.
Yeah.
The fact that how do you have a chiyuv matzis bishmayim on an asham? You bring it as an asham yulos.
What do you mean? Every karbon is matzis bishmayim normally. Why do you bring karbonos? Because they feel guilty.
What does it mean that it's matzis bishmayim?
It means bezin doesn't force you.
But you're chayuv and it's not chulin. You're chayuv of karbon, but they can't be mashkin in front of you.
Right. But he says they're usually not mamashkein shamos anyway, right? Chayvah katosva shamos ain't mashkein of some score at the end of Krisos. So okay, so the stipler here points out that there are rare cases when they will be. But I don't know that Krisos has to care about that. He's talking about the regular case. Okay, there's one fourth answer to this stira. What's the fourth answer to this stira about philodromia between here and Krisos? A very, very clever answer given by the Tzlach here. What's the Tzlach's answer? He says, it's not a difference in Shogeg and Mezid, not a difference in simultaneity, like the earthly or non-simultaneity, not in Kedusha Guf and Kedusha Dami, but a difference between... How does he answer this, Dira? Why in our Sogeg does Kimlin Rabinei pop you from Ela? And in Krisos, it doesn't. Because our sugya is not. That's just he's quoting other people. Our sugya is a libadeh. it was our sugya going according to, which is not a mainstream shita that we normally paskin like. Well, our sugya is going according to the chunim and akana, right? The day of it says your pater. What? No, that is not before in our sugya. That's only Tosfos Populim based on Xeris Akasas.
Right, so our sugya is Aliba de Reb Nechunya ben Hakana. But the sugya in Krisos min Astam is Aliba de Hakana.
Okay. How does that answer the stira? I know our sugya is Aliba de Reb Nechunya ben Hakana because it's Kares, which is pot from you. That sugya is Aliba de Hakana. Because there's a fee of Misa. Like, why should you say there's a fee of Misa involved? But how does that answer the stira? So, here he makes a big fish. The machlokas in the Chacham Reb Nechunya ben Hakana is about what causes the Ptur of Kinlan Rav Minei. The Chacham say only, and Reb Nechunya ben Hakana says even Kares and maybe Misim De Shamayim, according to the Abayi, who all of a sudden became popular in Bali Tosfos here. Okay, so that doesn't help us. But what's the Tzlach Tiddish? The Tzlach Tiddish, they're not only arguing about what caused the Kimlid Rav Minei, they're arguing about the effect of Kimlid Rav Minei. They're not only arguing about what triggers Kimlid Rav Minei. There's a cause of Kimlid Rav Minei, what triggers it? Right? That's what we thought they're arguing about. Then we don't see where he's going. They argue about what the effect of Kimlid Rav Minei is. Basically, according to the Chachamim, Kimlid Rav Minei is a din of Bezdin. Is a din in Bezdin. Mises Bezdin patters you from what? Tashlumin de Bezdin. According to Rechum Ben Akane, it's a fundamental din in Shemayim. You know, or about the Ethemaisa you did. Right? Any chiyuv, even Klapi Shemayim, patters you from.
So what is the chiddush of the tzlach?
The chiddush of the tzlach,
the alibat ha'achamim, the whole din is bebezdin. Therefore, you're only potter bebezdin, but your chayev lotzeis yidei shamayim.
Of Krisos the Chachamim. The Chachamim hold you always Chayim Nei Shemayim. That's why you're Chayim Nei Yivot, because you're Chayim Nei Shemayim.
Right? He gets to the same place as the Marshal, but it's a totally different angle.
But the Marshal says, because what I showed you, what is Mason. He says, one of the Chonim Yer Kameh, one of the Chachamim.
According to the Chonim Yer Kameh, the whole din is Bidei Shemayim. And therefore, you are Potter Afilu Latzeis Yidei Shemayim.
He said, that's a brilliant cop of the Tiddush of the Tzlach. You don't have to agree. He says, they're not only arguing about what the triggers Kimlid Rav Minei. They're not only arguing about what goes into the Kimlid Rav Minei. They're also arguing about what comes out. The Chachamim say, Achi of Bezdin patches you from Achi of Bezdin.
And Rav Nechunya ben Hakana says, no, Achi of Shemayim patches you from Achi of Latzei Sidei.
Latzei Sidei Shemayim. So, the Chacham says only in the realm of Bezdin,
but you're still Chayim Latzei Shemayim, so of course you have to bring a karma, right? You're a religious Jew, you have to bring a karma Latzei Shemayim, right? You're just a religious Jew who made a lot of accidents.
So you have to bring karma Latzei Shemayim. But our sugya is according to Rechun Menachana. According to Rechun Menachana,
the whole thing is not in Bezdin. The whole thing is in Shemayim.
Again, you don't know, literally mean it's in Shemayim, meaning it's about the fundamental nature of what you've done. That any chiyuv Latzei Shemayim, any chiyuv at all, passes you from any chiyuv at all.
The cause is parallel to the effect. And therefore, your patul yamit ilah tzidei shemayim, and that's why it patters you from mi'ilah.
So the yes.
Rechun and Akana would agree, though, that a veira on a bezdin would also has a kapei shemayim.
Of course, every veira bezdin is the klal asayim money, you're also chayim shemayim. Right. If at any time I'm chayim misa in bezdin, then if, you know, for some reason bezdin doesn't kill me, right, I'm still chayim up in shemayim.
Could you ask them what if it's malchus, let's say, and they do punish you, and now you're not chayav shemayim, so you should be chayav the onesh of shemayim?
No, because originally it was Chayiv Shemayim, I was just Yotze, because they were Malkim, he said they were the Shluchim of Shemayim.
It's all Shemayim de Kavira.
Yeah, it's all Shemayim de Kavira. I mean, everything's Shemayim de Kavira. The, you know, Shemayim, I mean, right, Shemayim doesn't literally mean Shemayim, means Hashem, and Hashem includes everything. Okay, so that's the Tzlach. so he says that the power of Pilun Ramide is not just the Hechi Timsi, but even the power of Pilun Ramide is about closer to Pilun HaKadosh. But Pilun HaKadosh says it's all the Din Bidei Shemayim. Chama says all the Din Bidei Adam. Okay, I think there's certainly more to go into in Kibbutz Ramide, but I think that's enough for now. There's more to go into in Me'ilah, but I think we will go into it as we try to read the next line in the Gemara. So, let's try to read the next line in the Gemara. But before we get to the next line in the Gemara, we're already going to be stuck. Because, let's just kazer, right, the five deos in the Gemara as to what's the, right, manda omar ma'al and manda omar lo ma'al. The first is Rabbi Yochanan, and he says, what's the machlokas about? Exactly. Manda or Mal is Rav Nechunya. Right. Manda or Mal is Chachamim. No, Kamli Ramine. Manda or Lomal is Rav Nechunya. Ben Akane, Kimlin Ramine. He says that really they both agree you're Mal. They just argue whether Kimlin Ramine potters you. Okay. What do the next four deos say? They argue about whether really you've done any Me'ilah or not, right? Here, they both agree, right? Both agree you did Me'ilas Shavapruta. They argue whether Kinlan Ami pops you or doesn't pop you, right? The next four deos, what would you say? They both agree, according to the next four deos, they both agree what? That there is no tour of Kimlin Ramine. What do they argue about? Whether you did Me'ilah Shavapruta or you didn't do Me'ilah Shavapruta, right? Whether it was Shaveh or whether it was not Shaveh, right? All these four deos argue whether it was Shaveh or not Shaveh, right? They all argue. The argument is, Manu Ramal says it was Shavapruta. Lomal says it was not Shavapruta. And what are the... So why are there four different deos? What are the four things they can argue about? Right? Rav Yosef, at least the original version of Rav Yosef, says they're arguing with that. Exactly. If you hold Poden Leklovin, then Hektish could have sold it for money. If you hold Ein Poden Leklovin, then Hektish couldn't have sold it for money. Okay. The next day, which is the... version of Rav Yosef said over Rav Acha Bar Rava, says, what are they arguing about?
But you might or might not be able to do the Gurlamon.
Exactly. That really is not worth any money now. But Man the Ramal says, therefore, since it's worth money later, right, obviously they're holding like Rav Shimon, that's worth money later, the Ramal, Lav Kimamon Dummy. Okay, what does the fourth day hold? What that they're arguing about?
Everyone agrees that it's al hektish, it is worth something. The question is whether from chalais it's worth something.
Right, al hektish, everyone agrees it's worth something the whole time.
No, they all agree.
They all agree, double girl, the mama, and his kamama, dummy, right? It's worth something later, that's worth something now. What are they arguing about? Exactly. Manor Amal says to Rav Shimon, so it is a double agor in the mama, and the Manor Lomal is to Rabbi Yehuda, so it's not even a Dover Hagurin Lamamon, because it's not Kamamon Dami. And why is this brought in here? Because who is this fourth man number? Rachman Yaakov, and he says Chametz of Hektish, not worth money later according to Rabbi Yehuda, which shows he retracted from thinking that Chametz of a guy is still Motzeranah, because he obviously holds Chametz of a Hektish is also Ranah, and Hektish and Guy are the same thing. And the fifth day is Rav Ashi. What does he say they're arguing about?
Yes, you're moving your money.
Exactly. Man or Mal holds like Rav Yossi Aglili, so it's much more now it's worth money. And Man or Mal holds like Rav Yossi Aglili, so it's not worth money. Gibaldic. Now, what the main
problem, the reason why you're just reading Pashat Shad and Sugya, I think most people skip reading Pashat Shad and Sugya, so that makes it a lot easier. I think the Kobol Yeshiva is to not read Pashat Shad and Sugya. But reading Pashat Shad and Sugya is horrendously complicated, Baruch Hashem, because sometimes it's not clear what each of these Manda Amaras holds about all the other issues. Right? So, let's start with one at a time. Okay. Ma number one, right? Rabbi Yochanan. Why do they both agree that it's Shamaprutta in the first place? Right? Obviously, they both agree it's Shamaprutta, otherwise, why is there Machlokes that come around me? Right? If it's not Shamaprutta in the first place, then there's no point in coming around. Why do they both agree that it's Shamaprutta in the first place? Obviously, based on like some of these opinions later on. But what does Rashi say?
No,
Rashi does not say that in Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Shimon, and even though he doesn't use the words, he obviously holds over the moment, come on, tell me, right? He doesn't necessarily use those words, but he's clearly saying the concept, right? So why? Rashi says, to Rabbi Shimon, the Dover Hagar Lamamon, Kim Mamon Dami, give Baldik. Okay, great, yeah? That makes a lot of sense, because if you hold like Rav Shimon, don't regard the monk, a mamon dummy, then you're set. Then it's haka worth money, because Rav Shimon can be worth money in a week, and don't regard the monk, a mamon dummy means it's worth money in a week, it's worth money now, right? It's the mainstream shot, don't regard the monk, a mamon dummy, so it's gavaldik.
Is this, in Baba Kama, when they have a host, Rav Shimon's one who holds don't regard the monk, is mamon dummy, right?
Right, that's...
Is this different in that case? So in that case, right now, it's worth something. This is only later it's going to be a good moment.
Aha. So the Balamor is very concerned about this and refuses to interpret our Gemara the way everyone else does because he wants to be the same as that case. but, assuming the mainstream way of interpreting our Gemara, the question is whether if something's worth money later, does that count as worth money now or not? Say the simple shot is you can say they're the same machlokas. They're both cases where something's not intrinsically valuable, but is, you know, valuable through through some indirect way. Although it's not mukhrach, because you could also say that there's a different kind of dovergon mamon to mamon dami. One is time, one is circumstances.
It wouldn't change our sugya. Rabbi Shimon holds dovergon mamon, and this is just a question of whether you can extend it different times.
Right, but also when you change our sugya, if Rav Shimon holds Dover Gomel Mamon Dami, and you were just arguing whether you held like the one sheet of his in Chametz or the both sheets of his. So, okay, that's Rashi. Who gives an alternate shot? Any alternative shot? Anyone? Any competition here? What does the Balamor say? What? The Balamor says... Right, we're going to have to make ourselves some room. Apologize. The Balamor says, and here, I'm going to start getting confused. I'm going to ask you guys to help me out soon. What does the Balamor say? I'll read you the Balamor so you won't think I'm lying. Now that I have a new fancy Gemara downstairs, I'm spoiled like the rest of you. And it's hard to read the Balamor in the old Vilna Shas, like I've been doing for the last 30 years, but whatever, okay. So, what does he say here? He says, Udekuli amak rabiosi aglili sphere lahu, da amar chomets basach bot rano bar domikum, mut la siko takam tafshilu, de kuli alma podem as kachin lachilo look for the wood and la siko takam tafshilo. Meanwhile, Tanakama holds his kilim ramine, Tanakama holds his no kilim ramine, and the Yeshomer holds that there is kilim ramine. So what does the Balamor say? Balamor says, Kirabyosi and Gluzi is Motorana. But of course, just because Rabbi Gluzi says Motorana, that doesn't necessarily mean that we actually have a way of getting Hana'ah from it, because who says we impose it just get Hana'ah? There, Podin, Lick Lovin. Okay, what is the Ravid's problem with that? Right, the Ravid has a problem with this. What's the Ravid's problem?
It makes it non-halacha
because Hushita is like mamish like beyond the pale of Kalacha. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, right? Rabbi Yossi Aglili's mamish, she's like way out there. So within the realm of Eilu Be'ilu Tirul Kibachayim, he's a Tana, so he's just as good as Rishon Rabbi Yehuda. But in the realm of Halakha Lamaisi, he's not really much of a Havina, Right? It's not like Rishum Rav Yehuda, the Amar Rav argued throughout all the generations in the next block, so the Seder. So the Baal Amar says, I don't like this idea. Why are you making this like Rios Yaglili? And if you say that later on in the Truma so you're going to make like Rios Yaglili, that's because they had no choice there. Right? Because they have to defend and keep the options open Lefi Dom, Lefi Mida, which I know we haven't gotten to yet. But he says, if you have free will, why would you ever, you know, if you're both options open, why would you ever be moking like Rios Yaglili? It's against the rules. You're not supposed to be moking things. Shalok Halacha. So what did the Ravid say? So the Ravid says that Shariyafilu Rabbanan Da'ashali Rana, even if it's Asher Rana, it's still fine. Why? It's Asher Rana to me. Hani Mila Dehegir. Of all the Gavoa Da'achayrim, Shain Shain Mishav Nashkiv Lo Mishav Rekachim Tarin Lim Kron Nachri. Help my normal summer, they put in the Lachim Lo Klov, Vichim Lim Kron Nachri. Yasmin or Nachri, Masha Yurtsa. Right? So what's he saying? That it's also by not to me, but it's not also by not to the guy, right? And it's not also by not to Hektish, right? Hektish is allowed to get another one, the guy's allowed to get another. So what does the Ravid say? What does Kuliyama have to hold? Right? The Ravid, the Kasav Shem, right? This book is called the Kasav Shem. That's the Ravid's Hasagas on the Baal Amor. They're published, the separate book from Kasav Shem has the unabridged version, the Ravid's on the bottom, the ones that are against the Baal Amor, are like a slightly abridged version, not abridged on purpose. I think just like, you know, they lost some of it. But what does the Ravid say? That Kuli Alma is what? Kuli Alma holds what? Right? Asur v'hana'a, but? Right? But what sheet does they have to have in order to let it be worth money to Hektish? Right? Exactly. Upodin. Le'klavim.
And if it's podim le'klavim, then, what do you mean? But it's asvana, I can't feed it to my caliph, so why is it worth money to Hektish?
Right? Here it's, why is it worth money? It's worth money later. Or, it's worth money because a Jew will buy it for his klavim, or etc.
Right? And according to the Ravid, why is it worth money?
Have
and therefore, but how will they get money out of it? I won't buy it from them. Exactly. It's worth money because sell it to a guy, right?
Who says, before we get to the Ravid, who gave us the idea that it's worth money so you can sell it to a guy? Right, so Tosfos already in the days of Rashi starts out saying, well, if you're potent with Klavim, then just sell it to a guy. Who cares about, Yosef Aglili, right? This is just the Shita of Tosfos, Reish, and Rasa, or Rashi. What does he say? Once it's potent with Klavim, you don't need Yosef Aglili anymore. Sell it to a guy, right?
This is like, and Rashi sort of hinted that as well, like Tosfos, Reish, Dibramastel, Ravashi. What does Tosfos say, Reish, Dibramastel, Ravashi?
He says, just say put him in the club and you don't need to add real estate completely. Sell it to a guy. Okay. Now, what's the one thing just that I don't understand still? Whose sheet don't I understand? Anyone? Whose sheet don't you understand? Done. You understand all of it. All right. Fine. Let's grill you. How about the Baal Amor? What's the problem with the Baal Amor? It's not my cost of the Baal Amor. It's the right of cost of the Baal Amor. What's the problem with the Baal Amor? That it's not Mahalacha, but okay, but you have to say it. The problem with the Baal Amor is not why did you remoke him as Lokalacha. If not, Rav Ashi was moking him as Lokalacha later on, right? Because he had to. Because that was the sheet he was working with him. But
the right is kasha. What's the right is kasha? Why do you need Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Just sell it to a guy.
Right? That's the right of kasha on the Baal Amor. Why do you need Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Just sell it to a guy. So, what's the... Once you hold potent lakad and lachin lakad and just sell it to a guy. So, what's the... How does the Baal Amor defend himself?
the Rebbe assumes that there's no problem because it's not Mishum Tashbisa, it's not Mishum Lo Yirah. But it's still B'chlal Sofa.
So, what? Hold up. It's still B'chlal what? How are you defending the Lamar? Why can't you just sell it to a guy? Why isn't that a good enough idea? Why do you have to bring a Yosef Glili in here unnecessarily?
We only know that if you, that there's no pasuk of Shokai Yet Haroe, but for Shimon, it could be still also Bahana. It's just not, there's no reason to buy you up. For Hekish.
For Shimon.
You don't have the din of Racha Bar Yaakov, if you don't, for Shimon. So then there's no tour of Hanah for
a guy. Hold on. A guy is not allowed to have Hanah from coming to Pesach according to someone?
No, I'm
not.
Ah, so what you're saying is the Baal Mor holds that Hektish also, it's also Asbah not a Hektish.
Yeah.
And therefore he needs real Yosef Glili.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. That's a, I for a while thought that might have been the answer also. that would be an interesting Kiddush, right? Is Hektish bound by mitzvos or not? Or by Isur HaNah or not? Right? It was never so... It's hard to tell. There aren't such good test cases of this. Right? So, is Hektish bound by Isur HaNah or not? So maybe the Baal HaMor holds that Isur HaNah apply to Hektish, not to Goyim, because Goyim are mufka from the Torah. But Hektish within the Torah. So, Hektish is mufka from dinim that depend on vayilus, because it's not a regular vayilus, right? So there's no hitash bisu, because it's only mivateichem, and there's no balyurah, because that's only lecha. But in terms of Yisuri Anah, Hektish is also chayiv in Yisuri Anah, right? Could be, no? But the problem is this, that if you read on a little more in the Baal HaMor, let me find you the little more in the Baal HaMor. Do you guys have old-fashioned Gemaras? Who has an old-fashioned Gemara? Shout. No one. Okay. Then I can't tell you what line it is.
I have it.
What?
I have it.
Okay. maybe you could say this. All right, so the answer might be, right, maybe the Baal HaMor holds, right, maybe Hektish is Muzhar in the Isser HaNa'ah. And as he says, not that Hektish is exempt from Dinin Chavit. Hektish is only exempt, right? The Baal HaMor says, well, if there's no Tashbiz Valiyah Ramas, there's no Isser HaNa'ah, no. Tashbiz and Malimot have to do with Bibles. Hektish is a different kind of Bibles. But Isser HaNa'ah just has to do with Hana. Hana is Hana. Just like I can't sell it. Hektish also can't sell it. So maybe the fundamental machlok is about whether Hektish is sort of chayiv and mitzvos or not.
Who's that Isser on?
What?
Gizbar? I mean, the Gizbar is not going to be able to sell it.
Who's that Isser on? After all, the Gizbar is not actually being Nana, right? As a matter of fact, he's just as not allowed to use Hektish as you or I, right? He gets absolutely no benefit from it. Who's Muzar?
Don't you have that about a lot of different Tzibur Kinyanim? Like, who's highest, like, putting the Gizbar in the Sharefa?
Right, so I think that's the Hektish is Muzar. The Gizbar is the one who practically implements that, right? But Hektish is Muzar.
Okay, so let's say you assume that there is no Gizbar. The Gizbar is allowed to sell the Chametz of Hektish to Gai on Pesach?
According to Yosef Glili, yeah, that's all the according to Yosef Glili, maybe. Correct. According to the right that he is, right?
Okay.
Now, okay, That's one possibility. That Hektish is muzer on the Isser Hanah. I thought maybe there's another possibility also. but who says that you can sell Hektish to a guy? Okay. Rather, who says a guy can be poda Hektish? Ray Miller? Does it say anywhere in Shas that a guy can be poda Hektish? What? So I don't know. Many Rishonim take it as the Rapasha that a guy can be poda Hektish, no? Right? Obviously a guy can be poda Hektish. But it's not Pasha to me. Who says a guy can be poda Hektish? Maybe the Valamor thinks a guy can't be poda Hektish. Right? Or maybe a guy can't be poda Hektish. Now, what do you think? You think it's logical a guy should be able to be poda Hektish or not? Daniil. Gutenberg. Do you think it's logical a guy should be able to be poda Hektish or not? Or what do you think that might depend on? I don't know. I haven't seen a discussion of this anywhere. The Minchas Chinuch in the Chukosai doesn't discuss whether or not a guy can be poda Hektish. I don't know. But who says a guy can be poda Hektish?
He can be makel kavod. He can bring kavod. So he has shaychus to. Not like he totally had a hektish.
He could bring karbanos. He does have an ability to be makdish, but still, that ability to be makdish is on a different maturity than us, right? Not just that there are certain things he can be makriv, but right, kochi goyim in chayav malein shum pigol nosu v'tamei. Right? So it's not clear that he's hektish is really in the same ball game. So I thought that this might depend what pigyon is, right? So the big hakira and the Echron, really just in Rav Elchanan in like a dozen places, about the nature of pidyon, right? What is pidyon hektish? Is pidyon hektish dini mamonos, right? You buy things once, right? If hektish is about mamonos, then what's pidyon? Pidyon is buying and selling. If pidyon is buying and selling, then what would you think?
Yeah,
of course. If the guy buys it, then he bought it. He's paid money for it. But no, but if you understand that, no, that pidyon hektish is not... Pidyon hektish is not about buying and selling, because hektish is not primarily about buyingless. Pidyon is about, right, transferring kedusha, right? So it could be that maybe a Jew can transfer the kedusha, maybe a guy can't be transferred the kedusha. Lavdavka, I don't remember anywhere in Shas that had stories of a guy being pulled to hektish. So it could be that if you understand that hektish is not midine mamonos, hektish is not really fundamentally kind of buyingless, and pidyon is kind of mekach memkar, but that hektish is fundamentally an isser of kedusha, and pidyon is a way of being matur and isser, right? Pidyon is a way of being matur and isser. Then who says that a guy can be poda hektish? It's not pasha to me that a guy can be poda hektish. And if a guy can't be poda hektish, then maybe that's where the Balmor is coming from. So I'm not sure where the Balmor is coming from. It's an interesting question.
If he can be matur, why can't he do the inverse?
That's what Grun just said. But so I said, on the one hand, Goy can be Makdish, but on the other hand, his Hektish is not really Chal to the same extent that our Hektish is. Right? There's no Pigal Moser Tamei Me'ilim Kachi Goyim.
Isn't that like specific meaning to
know? Right. The question is, what do those mean in the end? So, okay. Sorry, Ian. But I just think, I don't know that it's a Dura Pashat that a Goy can be, that a Goy can be pulled to Hektish.
I think maybe what? When you're poda, you replace it with something else. But the guy doesn't have to replace it with. Meaning, if you're right that his hektesh is not found on the same level as our hektesh, so then he can't replace our hektesh with anything.
Correct. That's a good har. that's a good har. Okay. continuing on in the Gemara, we have. What? Oh, he's giving a chabura? Okay, then...
At 12.
Okay, I don't want to go mamish till 12. Maybe we'll just one more minute. Rav Yosef, right? Number two. Machlok, is it potin lachim l'chavim or ain't potin lachim l'chavim?
Does Rav Yosef have to make any assumptions? What does Rashi say? He says, "Podim lachin l'tlam," and therefore.
You have to also assume that includes everything besides eating it.
So here Tosfos, right? Good. This is the classic angle. Tosfos assumes. Well, actually, I'm not sure if Tosfos actually says that in quite so many words. Ein podim lachin l'tlam l'tlam. Okay, what's the obvious? Like ein podim lachin l'tlam l'tlam, and therefore it's worthless. So. Ain't podlachin leklavim, and therefore it's worthless. What's a little funny about that? Why is it therefore worthless? Why not just be poda and use it for something that's not dogs, right? Why not just be poda and use it for something that's not dogs? So hold on. Why not be poda? For non-club use. Why not be posted for non-club use? So L'chor, what's the answer? What?
The Chlal
Club. The Chlal Club. Ain't podim l'achil l'club. It means ain't podim for non-achilus Yisrael purposes, right? Therefore, what's the drasha? The achal tavlo l'club echa. So club is labdaf. It just means pidyon is for achila, not for clubin. Basically, if we just had the words ain't potent lachin lachin lachlovin, what might we think? That what was the point?
It's designed to be kachin to clovin.
But what's the other way of understanding it? Not that it's designed to be kachin to clovin, but
not you.
That there's a din that of achila. After all, what else? Can't you be poda, at least the kind of kachim talked about in that discussed in that pasuk? What else can't you be poda kachim and do with them? Cholav, giza, I mean avoda, although it's not in that pasuk. There are lots of things, right? What we call, well, that pasuk is talking about what kind of korbanos? What kind of kachim? What? Sulam mukdashin. Sulam mukdashin is what kind of kedusha? Kedushas? Hagof, right? That pasuk, right? Achol vas nashavat zivach yichad basar. That's the first point. That so in kedushah guf, they get a mum. We call psuli hamukdashim, and those retain a certain semi kedusha status, right? There's still an isra of oda. There's still an isra of giza. You can't drink the milk. It's only for the akhalta. It's only nitan of la'akila, as opposed to kedushas damim, which once you're poda it, at least for. Most things in the Torah, that's Tosfos does here, anything goes. Right? For example, if you're a makdash animal that already had a mum, I mean, you shouldn't, but if you were, then it's only kedushas damim, because it was never a hobby of the nipper in the first place. When you're a poet, you can work and you can share it. S-H-E-A-R. and you could drink the milk, and b'chulin. And certainly, if I'm makdash a desk, then I could, well, can't really do giza. But I could do a voda with the desk, etc. So, and not a fila. So, why not be poda kach? Why not be poda for non clubin use? So, this brings up a chakira in, right? Ein poda za kachin lachil lachlubin. Right? Ein podin es hakachin lachilon. Leklavim. So what does that mean? Davka klavim, and then the reason is mistama bizayin and hekdesh. Right? Bechafel ol klavecha. They weren't just giving an example. They were making a davka drusha. How do Chazal know the drusha bechafel ol klavecha? Because Chazal had their way of knowing these things because they had trained halachic spiritual judgment, which let them see the amos of the pasuk. And they knew that Rechav was coming specifically below the Klavecha because it's, you know, it is like, you know, dog food is a bizayon, right? Right, it's a big shower riyah. The New York Times reports that, you know, there are, or whatever, that there's, you know, old people are abandoned and they have to buy dog food in the supermarket and eat it. It's like a big scandal. I don't know, let's
matzo. It's probably healthier than what most people eat. Definitely healthier than McDonald's. The answer is anything that has to do with dog food is like a bizayon in people's eyes. And therefore, it's like the worst bizayon you can ever do to someone, to put them in the same sentence as dog food. Right? So imagine, kal v'chomer, beminosh, kal v'chomer, hekdesh. Or, no, it means, l'klovim means, non-achila, means non-achila, and, then what's the point? L'chor, it's not a din of bizayon hekdesh. Is it a bizayon hekdesh to use it for anything but eating? I don't know. It's a little hard to... it's a bit of a stretch. Probably the din is, it's just a din of achila. That is exeris agasha. Just like no giza na avoda, it's nitan la achila. now, what would we... sorry. what would seem to imply that this would, if you took the approach that Klugman is lavdavka, then it would explain, right, Rabbi Yosef in our Gemara, right? You can't do anything with it because, right, it's not nitan lachilos klavim, it's not nitan to do anything with. Okay, what's the Mabaya? Is there any reason you would think that it's Dafka Klavim?
They're on Rashi.
Right. So Rav Ashi says, right? Well, our Gersa Rav Ashi, right? Which pretty much all the Rishonim have this Gersa that Rashi says, that Tosa says. Then what's the Gersa Rav Ashi? Ain't Bodhi Tokaj Lachil Lachlavim. But according to Rav Yehuda Glili, it's worth money. Why is it worth money according to Rav Yosef Glili? Sorry. Because you can Masek talks about Shiloh, right? So, if we assume that our Gersa is correct, Makule Alma Ain Podin Liklovin, then what does Tosa say? Tosa says it must be, right? That is only Usher for Klovin! That is only Usher for Klovin, not for other uses, because it's bizayim, right? It's bizayim to feed it to klavim.
Here, they're only talking about the abundant version.
Aha, okay, so, well, hold on. Rav Yosef's also only talking about the abundant version, no?
Yeah, the question's still the same.
What?
The question.
So, hold on. How do you resolve the stira between Omen Aleph and Omen Beis?
Why is that stira?
Right, so, now, I don't know if Tosfos on our daf says explicitly that it's a machlokas amaraim, does he? As a matter of fact, what does Tosfos on our daf say? He says, right, kid depreciates the hakag dushdamu ain't called me drabanan, etc. But Tosfos Baba Kama makes it very clear that he thinks of machlokas amaraim, and in general, I think the many achronim understand that Tosfos here also thinks of machlokas amaraim. So, the first of all, Donnie, were you the one who shout out before this only Drabana?
Yeah.
Okay. That Dafka L'Klavim, this explains Rashi. What's the difference between Tosfos here and Tosfos in Baba Kama, by the way? What does Tosfos here say? Only in Kedushas Damim where it's Midrabana, right?
Okay.
But Kedushas Haguf is L'Achila Bilvad, right? Is only for Achila. What does Tosfos Baba Kama say?
Because even the man that was included in the Achila's Kedushah is only for Achila.
And what kind of Kedushah is he talking about? Even though I never ain't put in the Achila's Kedushah, meaning you can't feed the club, but you can use it for other things. What kind of Kedushah is he talking about in Baba Kama? What's the case there? Sure. Sulei Mekdashah. Right, what's Shurav Shulim Dushin? Dushin Agov. So, Tosas and Sakin, Tosin Baba Kama says, even in Dushas Hagov. Okay, before we, who was the one who came in? Oh, that was Rube Urban. Did Rube Urban ask you the question from Mishnah Tomorrow? Right, okay.
Rube Ervin asked me a great question in Tosfos Bava Kamma. He says that you can't ask Kasha in Tosfos Bava Kamma for any Amorim because he admits the Machlokes Amorim, right? So you can't ask Kasha for any Amorim, he'll just say it's Machlokes Amorim anyway. What does the first Mishnah say in Tmura Daf Lamed? The last line in that Mishnah? A trefa, you can't be poda because ain't poda machin lechok. What did that prove? You can't be poda trefa because ain't poda machin lechok. What? Which side of the cure did that prove? What? Wait, why can't you be poda trefa to use for firewood? Bahasik? What?
Apparently it's included in the
Klavim. At least for what kind of Kiddush are they talking about? What? To Kiddush Daguf, right? hold on a second. At least for Kiddush Daguf, it means you can't do anything but eat it. How does Tosafot Bava Kamma explain that Mishnah? Right? How does Tosafot Bava Kamma explain that Mishnah? Anyone? How does Tosafot Bava Kamma explain that Mishnah? Tosafot, right?
I'm going to skip the one to be a moment before I.
What? Because that's not called Psulei Mekdash. Here. You're saying maybe Tosafot Bava Kamma doesn't really say it. Right? That's the best way out of it. No?
I mean, I didn't think he had said it.
Oh, you didn't? Let's see. Lini Kalim Shor Vishor Psulim Mukdashin Kisha Niftu Mayri, right? The Ilo Niftu, and then he has Tema. It's yours if you hold Pona Kogim Lagli and Laklavim. So you want to say Shor Psulim Mukdashin means Kedushas Dabim. And this whole toast is talking about Kedushas Damim, and then that would eliminate my question. See, toast sounds like he's talking on a Dereisa level. Absolutely, doesn't generally mean that. But he sounds like he's talking on a Dereisa level, because what does he say? Ain't with Moa my Shnachi, let's call me Shara knows. The Dilma came into Miate, Mivachapu, Klavecha, less than the Bute, Elkayotzi, Vachiva. So it says, why is it only us to feed for your dog, but mutter to use for? But mutter to use for other uses. Because since the Torah is a ma'id, chaltabul kovecha, then it shows it's only a ma'id, achil of something else like a kelev. He's talking on the deraisa level there, no? Isn't that what it sounds like? That's what it sounds like to me. All right. You know what? It's already 11:45. We need a 15-minute break. I'll leave you with that question. I'll leave you with that question to think about. So let's think about till next time, which is next Thursday. how do we resolve the stira between? Basically, it seems to be in the beginning of the sugya, ein poden zakat l'achin l'klavim means it's worthless. At the end of the sugya, ein poden zakat l'achin l'klavim means it's, you know, doing just fine. How to resolve that stira? Maybe some achol samurai, maybe not. And be ma'ayin the tosin Bava Kamma. See if you agree with Donnie or you agree with me. Or Miller, who do you agree with? I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
I'm certainly not insulted. I just want to learn. We'll come back to this Mirtz Hashem next time. And we will come back to this next time and discuss a little the Kiddushin issues in that Tosfos Maskil in Podim and get into the end of Tosfos Maskil Rav Ashi, the big discussion of are you allowed to only comment on Pesach or not. Yeah. His question is question. Tosas in Bava Kamma seems pretty clever that he thinks even on Daraisa level, even